think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart.
We don't have any idea why
we're so smart
in the things that we're doing.
But here's the deal. The key question is actually what happens when you get stuck. I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, writer's block.
There's lots of different kinds of getting stuck. There's writer's block, where you sit in front of a blank screen and you can't get anything to come out of your fingers to get onto that screen. If you're trying to solve a problem and you're just frustrated by it because you can't come up with a solution, then you're just stuck. And you can get paralyzed by that. And so the question is, first of all, what is it that causes you to get stuck? And second of all, how can you deal with all that anxiety that comes along with it so that it doesn't become a paralyzing agent?
Exactly. Yeah. I think a lot of times what Art was saying about it, you know, actually becoming paralyzing, is that when people find themselves in that situation, especially if they're tenacious or even tenacious to the point of compulsivity, they keep banging into the same wall over and over again by trying the same thing and sitting right there. And that's almost always a bad idea. But a lot of the stuckness comes from, I think, self-evaluating that's going on. Let's take the writing thing again, right? You're trying to write. And as you're thinking of ideas, I mean, even if a little idea is coming, but you're not willing to write it, you know, commit your fingers to put whatever energy it takes to actually type something on the keyboard, you're thinking, well, I know it's not any good. So you're sort of editing before you even get anything on the page to edit, right? And what everybody who understands writing and writes a lot knows, just write. Even if you think this is terrible, fine, write it. Because, you know, there's a mathematical saying that, I don't know if mathematicians really think this way, but I hear this often. There's an infinite distance between zero and one, you know? Right. And there's an infinite distance between nothing and a first draft. And that's everybody's hardest spot, right? It's how do I get started? What do I get, you know, how do I get going in this? It's not the middle that's the hard part. It's the getting started that's the hard part.
Right? And one of the problems with writing is most of the examples of writing you see are really good because they got published in a place where you're going to be able to see them. So if you pick up a novel, it's pretty good. If you pick up a magazine, the article is pretty good. The newspaper is generally really well written. And there are two problems with that. First of all, you may believe, wow, I can't measure up to that. And second of all, you have this belief that somehow it emerged fully formed
like that, yeah.
from the writer's mind and just immediately ended up like that. And you don't see all the intermediate drafts. I mean, one of the wonderful things about UT is you can go over to the Ransom Center and see the archives of very successful authors and realize exactly how much work went into finely crafted sentences. And you know, every once in a while you get lucky and a great sentence just pops out. But most of the time you write the sentence and then you look at it and you scratch out pieces of it and you rearrange. And what ends up in the final product has no resemblance whatsoever to the initial piece of it. That's the importance of that first draft that Bob was talking about, is you've actually got to get something out there to work with.
Right.
Rather than assuming that the imperfect thing that you put down is going to end up being reflected in the final product.
When you actually get something externalized, you know, out of the floating around in your own head, and you start to put it on a piece of paper or even say it out loud, your perception of what it is changes. I mean, one of the things that makes editing such a productive process is that in the process of editing, your thinking is being affected by that. I mean, I think a lot of students actually think about writing in a way that I'm going to think of ideas, I'll get them all set up in my head, and then I'll write them down. That almost never happens.
And you know, the other thing is this process of writing and editing and practicing that influences the quality of the writing you do later.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it is true that over time, really good writers will sometimes come out with first drafts that are a lot better than most people would come up with as first drafts. But that isn't because they were gifted writers for their entire life, but rather because having spent years and years writing things that were really substandard and revising and revising and revising, they actually got better at that process. So there are certain mistakes you don't make anymore.
Right.
But it took years to get there.
And, you know, something that Art mentioned, I think, in a previous show about this idea of getting stuck. is that our brains are working on ideas even when our conscious mind has left them behind, right? So when you are in a situation where you're stuck in a problem solution or something like that, you go take a walk, yeah, right? You go do something completely unrelated to that. And now whatever things have been started in the processing centers of your brain are now still operating, right? But now they're unencumbered by whatever self-doubt and judgment and frustration and all that other stuff is going on. They're sort of operating on their own right now. Yeah. And often what that leads to is a solution to something that you would not have imagined if you just sat there beating yourself up because right, you can't get anything on paper.
Plus, yeah, where the blockage becomes paralyzing is it's partly the perfection aspect. I've got to get the right thing out. But then we worry a lot about our ability to think effectively. You know, there's something wrong with me that I can't get this written. And now what happens is the worry itself begins to impair cognitive functioning, mm-hmm, because stress is just a disastrous cognitive process.
That's a great point. Absolutely.
Stress causes a couple of things. One is it actually shrinks your working memory capacity, and so you're not able to think as effectively. The other is stress tends to cause rumination, right? You know, a ruminant is a cud-chewing animal. And so you ruminate on this stuff. You have these thoughts over and over again. And so if you spend your time thinking, I'm no good at writing, I can't write, I'm a terrible writer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now that becomes associated with the context of sitting down in your workspace to get work done.
Right.
And now you sit down in front of the computer and the first thing you're doing is going, I can't write, I'm a terrible writer. And that becomes a paralyzing agent as well. So on top of everything else, you have to find ways to cut through that stress by remembering that writing is a process and it starts with getting something,
anything
out there on right, the page.
Next week with Two Guys on Your Head, we'll talk about the psychology behind why we go out with Drs. Art Markman and Bob Duke. To check out this and other episodes of Two Guys, go to KUT.org. And be sure to follow us on Twitter. We're at @2GOYH. As always, we'd love to know what you think of the show and find out what you're curious about. Email us anytime at twoguys@KUT.org. Two Guys on Your Head is produced at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas. For KUT, I'm Rebecca McEnroy.